Now, to discuss that story a bit further, we're now joined by Mr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, who is an author and historian who's joining us now via satellite from Washington. Mr. Tarpley, thanks a lot for joining us now. Who is responsible, Mr. Tarpley, for this rising extremism and violence in Syria?
The responsibility goes to the NATO-backed, NATO-supplied death squads. There are about 300 of them. And I think the lesson of the past several weeks now is that these death squads are militarily defeated as a conventional military force. They cannot hold neighborhoods of cities. They cannot hold territory. The only tactics open to them are massacres, atrocities, such as the shocking war crime that we've just seen, assassinations of government officials, large car bombs near mosques and other public places. And they've even clashed now with the Kurds. And interestingly, the Kurds seem to have got the better of that fight. So the only hope they have is to keep generating headlines with mass killing. The Western media, of course, tend to blame any mass killing on the Syrian government. But keep the headlines alive so that eventually some kind of foreign intervention can be arranged. One thing that we've heard is that the CIA and related people have been telling these death squads, these killers, hold on until after the U.S. elections and help will be on its way, that there's things the U.S. will do for them after the November 6th vote that can't be done now. We now see what it is. There'll be a meeting in Qatar next week with Ambassador Ford. That is Ambassador Ford, the expert in deploying death squads. The U.S. is junking the Syrian National Council, regarding them as a failure, and setting up a new puppet group in which the death squads will be heavily represented. Hillary Clinton in the Balkans last week said it would be the armed opposition that would have the main role. So you can see what it is. It'll be Al-Qaeda in all kinds of disguises, and that will become the new U.S. vehicle. And with that, they hope to declare some kind of a corridor or free zone in the northern part of Syria along the Turkish border. This is a strategy of weakness and desperation, I would say.
So, Mr. Tarpley, what is then the U.S. plan, or Western plan, if I can call it that, for all these foreigners who are fighting in Syria?
Well, the foreigners have been brought in from Libya. We've got reports of Syrian rebels who sound like they're from South London. They're speaking South Cockney. So we can see that the terrorist pool for much of the world has now been drawn into Syria. Casualties among these rebels seem to be very heavy, not just lately, but consistently along the line. It would be interesting to see a count of the casualties, specifically of the rebel groups, because they are being subjected to rather large attrition. Of course, the NATO powers don't care about this. This is simply cannon fodder. Erdogan doesn't care. It's just cannon fodder. There's a difference of opinion about the future. Erdogan says, stick with the Syrian National Council. The U.S. says no, dump them. Let's get the death squads more in command. So I don't think there is a future for them, except their orders are to keep killing, never compromise, no truces, no pause in the killing. And hopefully then they think that they can get some incident that can be used as a pretext for foreign intervention. And again, it's a strategy of acute weakness.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Webster Griffin Tarpley, author and historian, speaking to us live from Washington. Sir, we do appreciate your insight here on Press TV.
Thank you.